Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good morning and good afternoon, Writers Nation listeners. I am your host, Kaneen Morgan. I have with me my co-host, Shalandra Norman. Hi, Shalandra. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Kaneen?
I am doing wonderful. Happy Tuesday to everyone. We are just the beginning of the week, and so many great things are happening, and I'm just so excited for what the week has offered. And I'm just really, really just ecstatic because the subject with Shalandra, which we definitely spoke about and want to bring to our listeners, is what are you committed to?
Yes.
So what would you like to say concerning that, Shalandra?
You know, I think that is a very good topic. What are you committed to? Because, you know, commitment brings out, who we really are when we're committed to things. Down all the way down to your word. Like if you say you're going to do something, you should, you know, commit to your word. You're going to do it and do it. You know, if you tell someone, you know, I'll help you with that, help them with that. So commitment is huge. It brings out, you know, faith. It's like it's linked to your faith, like what you believe in. I believe that if you can't hold on to your word or can't hold on to something that you told someone that you will do, you know, just simply your word, you know, that tells a lot about, you know, your faith in yourself. So, you know,
that's good.
This world was built on a word. So let there be. And so I think that, you know, commitment is huge. And so what am I committed to? I'm committed to, you know, all the promises that I've made, you know, to myself, first of all, first and foremost. I think that if I don't take care of myself, I won't be able to take care of anybody else.
Yes,
so I'm definitely
absolutely
committed. Yes, I'm definitely committed to, you know, making me a better me, making Shalandra a better Shalandra, and just, you know, being able to generate that positive and that good energy out into the world and being able to help, you know, others to become the best them. So that's what I'm committed to. And what are you committed to, Kaneen?
That's good. So before I state what I'm committed to, I just want to say this. When I took the Landmark Forum, the self-development course, and it was so powerful because one of the things that I've learned from that is to, you know, how your word is everything, and your word, whatever you're committed to, that's your word. So
yes.
When I took the course, I realized I had to go back into some things in my life and clean up whatever was in the past that I did not complete because I was committed to completing it. So even when it comes to writing, you know, because Shalandra, you and I are both ghostwriters as well. So
yes.
For me, I have a lot of clients that I write for. But in the process, I sometimes forget about my own projects and what I'm doing, what I'm writing as far as my books. So I had to go back and begin to look at the areas in my life that I was committed to my clients and find out in which way was my word broken with them. Not only my clients, but in terms of my life, I had to go back to, you know, each family and find out, or just relationship period, friendship or whatever it is, and look at those areas that I committed, you know, I gave my word, you know, concerning something, and if I did not fulfill it, I had to go back and fulfill it. So that's what the Landmark Forum taught us, how to go back and clean up so you can have a clean slate. And it was a perfect example that a coach gave, and she said, you know, she said she held a basket up, and she said, think about this. When you have so many commitments and you're breaking all those commitments, she said, think about how much, you know, how many things are going into that basket. So she kept throwing like balls of paper into the basket. And she said, okay, I committed to this, I committed to that. And all these things were not fulfilled. So now you have a full basket. So now that explains why you have the heaviness, where you feel tired, where you feel all these things. So even in your writing, if you, you know, when you have a commitment to yourself to complete the writing, to complete the book, and you're not completing it, and then so much time has passed, now you lost the drive around it.
Right.
So my commitment is to this week is to go back and recreate the commitment, and that's what's so powerful. You can go back and restore your word. So my commitment is to go back and restore the word within myself. What did I commit to for myself? That was the first thing, because I committed to completing some assignments for myself, and I did not. So I'm going to go back and restore my integrity within myself. And then also I have a client that I've been working with, and I want to really restore my integrity with him as well, my commitment to him and getting his project out in a time frame that we both agreed upon. So those are both of my commitments. Yes.
That's awesome. You know, I really like that, Kanine, that Landmark, you know, teaches everyone to go back. You know, if you have failed on a commitment, go back and restore it. You know, you can always go back and fix things. You know, don't leave it unturned, or, you know, don't leave it just undone, or, you know, not fixed or not restored or anything, but go back and fix it. Go back and make it right, you know, whatever the case may be or whatever the situation is. And I think that's amazing. And, you know, your client will respect you even more by going back and saying, you know, I didn't do it this way. I really apologize that we didn't meet this deadline, but, you know, let me try this, or let's do this, or I'm here and I'm committed to finish this or finish that. I think they respect – I know I would. I would respect the person so much more. And, you know, what happened before, I would just forget all about it. It would not be an issue, you know, any longer, because that speaks volume when a person can admit to their, you know, their faults or their shortcomings. That speaks volumes about, you know, that individual, that individual is, you know, open, and that individual is, you know, is flawed like everyone else and not afraid to be vulnerable in a situation to let you know, okay, this is who I am, and I'm sorry, you know, but, you know, I'm here to make it right. You know, that's amazing.
Yes.
And that speaks highly of an individual. Go ahead.
Yes. And you know, Shalonda, one thing I wanted to offer as a tip to all those who are listening, have a commit, you know, we all have a vision board, right?
Yes.
So we can incorporate a commitment board into that vision board. So basically the vision board is really what you're committed to and is your intention for what you look to accomplish in the world. So one thing I realized as well, when you're creating the vision board, you can have something that may state, or have a commitment board where you have a big board that you're able to look at right in front of you on a daily basis, and you're able to look at this board and determine, what am I committed to this week?
Yes.
So, you know, it could be pictures, you know, which makes it more exciting, or it can be a timeline that you write out. Whatever it may be, just have a visual, have a visual board in front of you where you can remind yourself, this is what I'm committed to this week, or this is what I'm committed to this month, or even this is what I'm committed to this year. However, I would suggest, you know, keeping it smaller in terms of per month and per year. I'm sorry, per week. I'm sorry, per week and per year. And I just think that's so important. And I've created one for myself. And it was, I mean, I had a vision board, but on the left side, I had a commitment. And I wrote down everything that I was committed to. And, you know, it's so interesting. Sometimes you forget. Like, honestly, I was not looking at it every day. So, but
really
I do suggest that, because, you know, I may, because of, you know, my time schedule, sometimes I miss the day and looked at it every other day. But, you know, surprisingly, I had one for the month, and surprisingly, I had not looked at it. And when I had gone back, it was interesting to know that some of those things were already fulfilled. So that's the power in writing, and that's why we are here, to really bring exposure to writers, because there is so much power in storytelling and in writing.
Yes, Shalonda. It is. I totally agree with that. And we're getting ready to go to break, but I just wanted to say I had did a coaching session yesterday with someone, with a client, and they were talking about how they used to write a lot of things and how mm-hmm. they saw a lot of things come to pass, and so they stopped. And so they noticed how things were just all out of whack for them. And so I kind of brought that back to their remembrance, and they were so excited because they remember before how they used to write things down, you know, just journal things and just, you know, write things of how they would like things to be or goals that they wanted to accomplish. And they would see it come to pass, and so they had stopped and got all off track. And so I kind of reminded them, put that back into their, you know, spirit, and they were all excited and happy, like, you're right, you're so right. So that is so true what you said, you know, just when you begin to write your goals down, your plans, your affirmations, you will begin to see them take place one by one. And we're getting ready now to go to break, but thank you guys so much for listening in today. We're so happy that you're listening in. And don't forget, if you have a question, certainly press the number one sign. It's 347-989-1363 if you need to call in and not listening online. But we're so excited about this show today. We have some awesome, awesome guests. They're awesome writers, and we cannot wait to hear their story and to hear, you know, what they're doing out in the community and out in the world for everyone. So we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. Like I said before, we have an awesome guest that's coming up, and I'm so excited. She is a serial fiction writer, so I'm sure a lot of you are like, what is that? Well, she's going to break it down to you and give you some highlights about all about writing fiction, and I cannot wait to introduce Miss Claudia Christian. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. It's such a treat to get a chance to talk to you guys. Thank you. And
You're
your audience,
so
of course.
You're so welcome.
So if I can help in any way, certainly I'm happy to. One of the things that you were talking before about, you know, what am I committed to? One of the things about writing serial fiction is that it has to come out. No matter what's happening in your life, it has to come out. And so, like, the Denver Serial has been coming out since June 2008. It's a chapter a week. And no matter what's going on in my life, like recently I'm having some back issues and I'm going to have to have back surgery. I've had knee surgery. My dog died. I've been injured. And the serial fiction just still has to come out. My problems, you know, people in my family have died. We've been gone all over the country. And this has to, just goes out every single week, no matter what. Last year, I had a very difficult year, and I was working on this project in Boston called Suffer a Witch. We had subscribers. I still had to make my commitment to them, even though, you know, my dog was sick, my family was sick, we had problems in the house, you know, it just goes on and on. And there isn't a break from that. You have to make the commitment and you have to get it done. And to a certain extent, there's a beauty in that because then it does in fact get done. But to another extent, it's hard. So I think that I realize I'm just monologuing, but I think that some of making that, sorry, I guess
that's okay.
Making the commitment is being willing to do the work.
Exactly. And one thing, Claudia, with all of that going on, what is the main thing that keeps you focused? Because you really have to have laser beam focus to continue right in the midst of all of the chaos.
I think that I have a couple of tools that I like a lot, which help me a lot. I also think that that's a good question. Maybe I just was born with some good focus. I mean, I grew up around most of my family have degrees of some kind of severe mental illness. They're schizophrenic. And so I think I developed it as a child, being able to just block them all out and, you know, no matter what was going on and just to get through it. I don't know. I also use some there are a couple of audio tapes that I use. I have a subscription to a company that does focus stuff. And probably the last thing I would say is that it's really important to me. And so I work on focus. I read articles on focus. I think about how I can focus. So I think that that's the other thing, is that you have to, again, make it your priority.
Exactly. That's excellent, excellent. I'm going to have to do that myself. I read on some articles and get books on that focus because, you know, you're right. Like you say, a lot of things go on, you know, in our lives, and it's like it will take our focus and just crush it if we're allowed.
Right.
So
absolutely.
You're so right. You
and
have to just keep go ahead.
If you're interested in the audio tapes, I can tell you what they are. I just don't want to, you know, advertise. I don't have any connection to them at all.
Okay, gotcha. We can definitely
talk offline.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your new project, Friendly Fire.
I just finished. I also write actual books. And the difference between serial fiction is it's like we all jump in a boat and we head out across the ocean. And you never know where it's going to end up.
Right.
The difference between that and a book or a novel is that novels are entire worlds. They have an beginning, they have an ending. Even if the characters go from book to book to book, they're like hitting an island, touring the island, reading the island, and then getting off it. And so that's what Friendly Fire is. Friendly Fire is a mystery series that is part of a mystery series that I write called the Seth and Ava Mysteries. And it's basically just a book about, this is a really intimate look at Seth. This series is designed to kind of talk about some of the weird things in Colorado. So it starts with going to Fitzsimmons Hospital, which was the only Army hospital in the world. The U.S. Army hospital in the world for a really long time. And then it's now a totally different thing. And so it starts there. There was a mental hospital there at Fitzsimmons that was torn down. Nobody talks about it. The internet's been scrubbed of any details about it. It's kind of amazing. So there's all this really fascinating stuff that happens here in Colorado, and that's kind of the background to the story of which he, you know, there's a killer who kills people, and he has to find them.
Oh, wow. Now, did you, with all, you've written like over, 20-something books?
24.
Yeah, oh,
my
God.
24. Yeah.
24. Well, so you just stay in your basement and write.
Right. Well, actually, I mean, like I said, this year I've been, my dog got really sick and we didn't know what was wrong with her. And so I've been everywhere in our house. I've been on every couch. I've been upstairs, downstairs. I left my desk in in September of 2014, and I just now got back to it. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, like
wow.
last weekend, I'm now sitting at my desk in my office. So it's
well,
been...
and you said every week you have to come out with a new series? Is that correct?
With a new
every
chapter
week?
For Demis.
A new chapter every week. That is amazing. I'm trying to see, how do you keep up with that? Every week. Talk about your creative juices flowing. So tell me this. Well, I was I did read some of your background, and you actually was here in Fort Worth, and I believe your husband is from Texas. Is that correct? Claudia? Okay. Kaneen?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm here. I am.
Okay.
Here I am.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm like, okay. I think
it's,
we have a little something here.
Yeah.
No problem.
Every other year, I think it's really important for me because I'm relatively new in my career. I've only been doing it about 10 years. I think it's really important for me to stretch out as much as I can. And so every other year, sort of, I take on a new serial fiction in a different city. And so the first place we tried that out was Fort Worth, Texas. And I wrote a book called The Queen of Cool. My my website manager and programmer is in Fort Worth, Texas. I had a bunch of friends who lived there who've now also moved or moved around. And so I wrote the book there. It actually it's actually pretty wild because I went there and went on ghost tours. I went all through the tunnels and all this crazy stuff in the stockyards. It's tunnels
yes.
in Dallas, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm actually in Dallas. I'm actually in Irving, but you know, of course
oh,
it's
nice.
Not
yeah,
from
I know
Fort
exactly
Worth.
Where that is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So, well, how did you come up with the Queen of Cool? How did you come up with that title?
Well, you know, they own an air conditioning business. It's actually, it's probably the saddest book I've ever written. It's about a woman who we meet her when she is, we meet her the night of her funeral, of her husband's funeral. Her husband suddenly dies, and he has been very wealthy, and she has been very successful, and she suddenly can't. Her house is foreclosed on. She comes home from the funeral. The house is foreclosed on. She doesn't know why her husband is dead. And then slowly they take everything away from her. She goes to live at her mother's old house in one of the older areas of Fort Worth. And then it just kind of goes from there. It turns out that it's this kind of complicated story about the sale of the weapon of mass destruction called VX and how that happened and this kind of complicated, my husband calls it relationship spaghetti of her parents and the next door neighbors. And the in Fort Worth, Texas, there's the country's largest population of Romani, which they used to be called gypsies. And so there's a whole conversation about them. And really, you know, one of the fun things about writing stories in other cities is that I get to know the cities really well. People always say, I learn more about my city reading your books than I do if I'm living there. So that's what happens. That's painful. And she, you know, she eventually gets on her feet. She finds out what's going on, and she solves this kind of great injustice. And it's, you know, really her family that stands behind her. But they decided midway to start this air conditioning company as kind of a side project that her husband had, and they decide to invest in that. And she then becomes the Queen of Cool. She was a fitness model, and so she then goes on TV as the Queen of Cool with the funny hats, and she's very pretty and very, very fit. And so that's how they own the Queen of Cool air conditioning company. So in the end, they end up getting the contract for the big stadium, the new big stadium.
Okay.
So
Okay. Wow. That is amazing. I love that. And you're right. Just by you telling me about it, I'm learning more about Fort Worth. And that said, I've been here for 20-something years.
Yeah.
And I'm learning something new about Fort Worth.
Yeah. It's
well, I
want. About, you know,
that's funny.
Right.
Well,
funny
I have my co-host. Uh-huh. Go
yeah.
ahead.
The funny thing about, I was telling you about the Romani, the funny thing about the Romani is that nobody knows that they're there, and yet they own almost everything in town. They own all the buildings.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm a little embarrassed.
I'm like, really? Yeah.
Well, I have my co-host on, so I'm going to give her some time to ask some questions. I know she's like, can you move over, Shalonda, and let me ask her some questions? I'm very interested.
Talk to you. Talk forever, yeah.
Good.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Well, I know considering the time, I want to make sure you give out all your information to the listeners. So before you do so, I had a few questions, but I don't think I'll be able to get to those questions today. But
you know what?
Really...
I can always, I mean, people can look me up. I'm Claudia Hall Christian. I'm really easy to find. So, I mean, we can just ask questions and they can find me. Don't worry.
Well, yeah. So right. So, Claudia, that's what I wanted to. I had a few questions for, you know, definitely we want the listeners to contact you. But I had a few questions in terms of what, because I'm from New York. So I really wanted to know, are you looking to create something, a story out of New York or about New York?
I have. The longest running serial fiction is set in New York City, and so it's kind of hard to. That one's called the Diary of R, I think it is. Was done by Red Book, and then there's another one called the Diary of V. They ran for 9 years, so it's the longest running U.S. serial fiction. Of course, they just did a chapter. They published in a magazine a chapter a week. A chapter a month, whereas I do chapter a week. But yeah, so New York City has had one, and so originally I was like, no, I'm not interested. But when how could I compete with that? When I wrote Suffer a Witch is set in Boston, I became kind of fascinated with the way, with the development of the country. 100 years before we actually became an independent nation, and the development of New York City and the development of Boston and how that whole area, you know, mingled and intermixed and became what it is today. It's really awesome.
So, Claudia, let me ask you this. I like to brainstorm with other writers. And especially in terms of, because your bio is very compelling, because you've written, you know, several books. So I really want to commend you for that, because you actually sat down and you created the time and you committed to yourself in completing these books. But I wanted to ask, have you ever considered a web series?
I think that that's some of what the Denver Serial is. It's on the web at denverserial.com. It comes out every day, a chapter a week. So unless a web series is something different, that's what it is. So yes. As for interacting with other authors, you know, I started in 2005, and so there just weren't other authors. And now it's hard. Now I just like to support other authors, so I think is probably the best way to say it. And certainly I'm open to any amount of interaction. You can hear I'm kind of chatty.
Well, you know what? Well, go ahead and give your information, because I know we're going to be going to break in 2 minutes. So if you want to give your information.
Excuse me for a minute. If Claudia has time to come back and you can ask those questions, we would love for her to come back on after the break.
Okay.
If you have time, Claudia.
Of course, I absolutely do. I'm here for you as long as I can be helpful. I'm happy.
Okay,
I'm happy
great.
To come back. I'm happy to do whatever.
Perfect.
Whatever. I'm here.
Okay, great. Great. Okay.
So I have 2 minutes. You know what, people? Use your Google. My name is Claudia Hall Christian. There is a woman that is an actress called Claudia Christian. I will tell you that we grew up in the same area and that she stole my last name. So it's my name. My father's name and my grandfather's name. So, but you can find me. I'm really easy to find. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, you know, whatever. So,
okay.
I mean, I can go through all the stuff, but you'll find me.
Okay. Well, we'll go to break right now, and when we come back, Claudia, we will continue to ask questions and find out information, and you will continue to enlighten us with your wisdom and your writing expertise. So right now, we'll go to break, Writers Nation, and we'll be right back.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com. Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back, Writers Nation. We are back with Ms. Claudia Christian. And Claudia, we're going to – you're so funny. We're going to go ahead and continue discussing and, you know, asking questions. I know Kaneen said she had several, so I'm going to go ahead and give it back to Kaneen so she can get her questions in and won't be mad at me. Go ahead, Kaneen.
So, Claudia, what is it that inspired you to write fiction books? Where do you come up with ideas?
Well, I think that's a good question. Some of it comes back to the question you asked at the beginning, what am I committed to? And during the break, I was kind of brainstorming, you know, what is it that I am committed to? And I think some of it is that I feel like our country is going through a very dark and I feel very committed to shining a light so that people will then start to shine their own light. That people have forgotten how brilliant they are. Mean brilliant, not just intellectually. I mean bright and shiny. And that we've also, in our attempts to heal people who have been injured, we also have lost the warrior class in our family, in our world. And so that's one thing, is to inspire people who have suffered to say, you know what, this happened to me, and that makes me strong, and so I can continue on. It's amazing to me. And again, in my writing, I hear over and over again that I read this book, and this is what happened. I feel hopeful. I got through chemo. I managed to make it through, you know, whatever people are going through. And so I don't really have a way of quantifying it other than I want to get us all to shine a light because, and then the second thing is that I think that we as a country have lost our story. You know, we used to be the greatest country in the world, saved Europe and, you know, blah, 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 but we've lost that story. And so we have these fringes of places and people and everybody feels disconnected to everybody else. And so I'm not saying that I can write the nation's story, but I certainly can write stories. And so the other thing I try and encourage people to do is to write, I'm committed to, is to get people to write their stories. Because it's through building a new story. That's really what I feel like our task is over the next 10 years, is to build a new story of what our nation looks like. And certainly for me, it's got to be an inclusive story. And so every story I write, I write about every culture. One of the things in the Denver Serial is there's a whole group of of African Americans and their stories. And people say, you know, I don't know any African Americans, and so it's really interesting to me to see that they have the same issues that I have. I'm like, well, what do you think? And they have different hair, you know.
Wow.
Marie's always a big issue and help, and you know.
So Claudia, you know what I found fascinating in what you just mentioned is the importance of storytelling, and it definitely sounds like your mission is to recapture the American story. And I love that you take it, you go to each city or different states, and you really begin to bring out a story through fiction writing, which I think is so, so awesome.
Yes.
But one of the things you said, which I really love, is, and I'm kind of saying it in different words, but you mentioned about the writing and how it really connects us.
Yes.
And I really think that's the purpose of writing. And this is why Shalonda and I wanted to really create this radio show and also build the Writers Nation, because we want to really help assist others in bringing out their stories as a way to connect to cities, connect to history again, connect to other people, connect to ourselves. So I want to, and I'm asking you this, and I guess the reason why I'm really bringing this up is because you mentioned that in your bio that you also have a publishing company and you came together with a group of friends. So I saw the connection that began to happen from the writing and from the friends, how you all came together with the publishing company. So I want to hear a little bit more about your publishing company.
Well, I mean, it really was a no-brainer. I had a book called The Fae. That's the first book in the Alex the Fae series. And it was out at publishers and agents, and we were getting a really good response, surprising to us. And I had a friend, she's still my friend, who called me and said, you know, the word here, it was like a Friday. The word here is that there are going to be big layoffs on Monday, and so you need to pull your book back. If anybody has a book and you know anybody who has a book, you need to pull them back right now, because if it gets caught in this, then your book is going to be caught in limbo for 3 or 4 years or however long. To follow that, I got letters 3 years later from publishing houses that we had sent a book to. It just had gotten lost. So anyway, the next Monday, the publishing, it was January 8th, 2008. The next Monday, they laid off 50% of all their employees, every major publishing house in the U.S., in New York. And so all those editors, not just like the people who get coffee, editors and copy editors and everybody. And so we were able to pull the book back, which is good. And then it was like, well, we either wait until the publishers get their act together or we do this ourselves. And so, you know, in my life, I've never made a mistake by doing it myself. I've made mistakes by waiting, but I've never made a mistake by doing it myself. And so we just moved forward. It was either we dropped the whole project or we moved forward. And so everybody was like, well, you know, we'll just see. We had no idea in 2008 what publishing will look like. And that's my opinion. We still don't know what publishing is going to look like all these years later. You know, it changes. It was really successful, and then it crashed in 2013, and now we're back on the, whatever the hell, you know. So,
wow.
So we still just hung in there, yeah.
You know what's so interesting? It's so interesting how, you know, when Shalonda and I, when we come on, we bring up a topic and how the message of the guests, they always have kind of similar, it kind of ties right into the message. And it's so interesting because we spoke about commitment. And you're definitely, I can definitely tell you are a woman that's committed to something bigger in life. And I love the fact that you said, you know, you made mistakes by waiting. And that was the power of, you know, commitment, where you don't wait, but you continuously break through whatever you need to break through, which comes with the focus. And I just think that's so powerful, and I really want to thank you for that. And I'm going to turn it over to Shalonda, but I really want to thank you for what you said, because you said a lot of key things
which I think some those who are looking to write, who are not writers, well, they're writers, but they haven't written anything yet, or even some who have not completed it yet. So I really thank you that you're adding this information, because you're showing others throughout it all, keep going,
yes.
Keep pushing, stay focused, stay committed. And if you see if it's not working out, then create your own, like you just did. You created your own. So I really want to thank you and commend you for that. I'm going to turn it over to Shalonda.
Yes, that's so true, Kaneen. And another thing, Claudia, that you said, our country has lost our story. That is so powerful, so powerful. And one interesting thing that you mentioned that I thought was very just interesting, you said you write about every culture. And one thing I wanted to know, or I wanted to ask you, is that when you do write about cultures and you go to different cities and write about, you know, the culture of that city and the people that's there, do you do a lot of research, or what are your research techniques as far as like learning about the culture and the cities that you write about?
Well, I do a lot of research, and then I kind of know everybody, and so the easiest thing is
okay.
to ask. Most people
uh-huh.
know. I mean, as you can tell, I mean, you know, I fall on my face all the time, and now that it's in public, I publicly fall on my face all the time. And at some point, you just have to go, well, and move on. And so with people, I think that people know that I'm genuinely interested. So like I was telling you about in the Denver Serial that I had, I was writing about African Americans, and I couldn't figure out the hair thing. So I have a whole bunch of people who are my friends, right? I know
uh-huh.
you guys are like, that's ridiculous. But I have a bunch of people who are my friends who are all like natural people. They keep their hair all naturally, but this is a multi-generation, and there's some people who will not do that. So I had to go, I went to a salon, and I asked people, I just went in and said, you know, I'm an idiot. Tell me what you know.
No.
I mean, basically, if I were to say my biggest research tip, it would be just act, you know, just be humble and say you don't know and listen with attention. You know, I'm also really fascinated. I like people. I'm interested in what they have to say. I don't think anybody has ever felt like I used them or whatever. They're just happy to be involved. I did in Boston. I interviewed the ghost hunters for Fitzsimmons. I interviewed a bunch for this book, Friendly Fire, that's coming out tomorrow. I interviewed the many of the people who went through Fitzsimmons for Vietnam, because almost everybody who came into the country, if they were injured, they had to go through Fitzsimmons. And so I had a chance to talk to people. We went out there and looked around. We talked to people. There are still people who are there in the building, who in the single remaining building, who have been there for 40 years. And so just talk to people.
Oh, wow. I can only imagine, though, when you do have those conversations, the look, especially when you went in the salon and said, tell me about this hair thing.
Right.
I can only imagine if I was like, wow, you really want to know.
I really
and you learned a lot, didn't you?
I did. I went to this place. I sat outside forever until this woman came out. Also, I always look so stupid that people are more than happy to come out and rescue me. So I sat outside the salon like, I don't know if I can go in. It's like the largest hair braiding place in Denver.
Yes.
I don't know. And so this woman came out and rescued me. Why are you here and what are you doing? I'm getting some information about this. And she just laughed at me, and I don't care. Why do I care? I'm trying to find out. It's a whole world. It's a whole
yes.
culture. You know?
Exactly.
And everybody has that. You know?
Yes.
I mean, when I think about the people that I don't like, you know, some of this political stuff I don't like, they have their own culture. And so you got to figure
yes.
out what the hell that's about. So.
Yes.
I don't write about them.
Listen.
I don't talk about them. So. Yeah.
The natural hair is a own culture in itself in the African American community.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is.
Yes.
So it's like,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
That's like definitely a whole culture in itself.
There are several hair cultures in African
American. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, you know,
well,
girl, don't sing that song. That's what I. Don't you dare sing that song.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. I mean, and the hair is perfect. How would you ever know? And so then once you know the thing that people, that it's not get up, wash your hair, and leave the house. You can see how beautiful it is and how people try hard and the colors and the weaves and the wigs and the whole thing. I mean, it's just unbelievable and so beautiful and, you know, like really incredible. And yet, you know, it's all wrapped up in this cocoon of secrecy that feels like to me because I'm not in the culture, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, that's very true what you're saying. And also, you know, what I'm getting from you, especially when you say your writing is to inspire people, and it really is. And one thing I want to say is, you know, when you mention just that, you know, about you going out and, you know, being humble, but yet you want to find out because you don't know. So you want to know the truth, and then you want to share that truth. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, we have a hard time with living in our truth. You know, you're right. We want to live in this big, huge secrecy or secret ball and not want to share any information or not want to share this or share that. But it's amazing when you do share information what it can do for someone else. You know, just by simply knowing, you know, something, just by simply, you know, obtaining that information, it, you know, it makes a difference. And you putting it, you know, writing it down, putting it in a book, and, you know, and sharing it with so many other people. We don't know. I mean, even people within our own culture may not understand one another or our own, you know, hair secrets or whatever, you know, the case. But with you taking out the time to go and learn about us when, you know, some of us ourselves won't learn about us or learn, you know, the very core of our, you know, our culture and why we act and why we say the things we say or why we act the way we act, why we dress the way we dress, you know, there's a history behind saggy pants, and not to say that it's good, but it's a history behind it. You know, it started from somewhere, and not to say it's a good thing because it's not attractive at all, but, you know, there's a history, and it's good to understand that so you can understand the mentality of that person and be able to, you know, if you do want to address it, you can address it in an intellectual way, you know, to where, okay, they will understand, because, you know, a lot of us just see what the other person is doing and we want to follow that. But that's not always good. It's good to understand, you know, their background, to understand where they're coming from, because you're able to relate. And when you're able to relate to someone, if someone is having a difficult time, you're able to inspire them, and you know how to inspire them. So you are amazing with your process and how you, you know, as far as how you come up with your writing. One thing I want to ask you is, do you have a set time or a certain time when you write these chapters every week?
You know, I had all of that stuff before. In the, like, 2 years ago, if you'd asked me, I could have spouted out my efficient, I write here, I do that, I sit here, I do this, I light the candle, I pray to God to be of service. But, you know, I've had such a crazy couple of years that I'd have to say, no, if I have a chance to write, I write. That's
exactly
it. This is what I do. I'm a writer. If I have a chance to write, I write. And so I wanted to share one more story about the books. One of the things is that when I put the Fae out, I had this huge argument. It was very public with this guy about how he said, you know, the men in this book are too nice. You know, they're too good. They're absolutely romanticized. There's no man that would ever be like that. And I said, you know, I was a therapist for 15 years. I grew up around a lot of men. I said, there's no way that you know more men than I do. And I said, you know, what the problem is here is that you don't inspire to be a better man. And so that really caught him. And he was like, that's not true, blah, 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 blah. So we had this big fight. And two months later, he asked his best friend out on a date. It's a woman. You know, somebody had been around him all the time. She makes him laugh. You know, they're now married. They've been married for 8 years. You know, so some of the inspiration is inspiring people to open access to the better parts of themselves that they had given up on. And that's what I feel like is my job. So I was like, blah, blah, blah. But it's a delightful to talk to you. I don't want to hug up all the time.
It has been. Go ahead,
Kenny. Shalana, this is Kenny. I just wanted to say, I'm telling you, Claudia, you really throwing some nuggets out today.
Yes,
and
you are.
The last part you just said, what I got out of that is, you know, everything in life have a story.
And it's up to the writer to discover that, to discover this, you know, the story and write about it. And
that's beautiful.
And that's,
yeah.
Yes. And it's like what you just said, you know, this person that you came in, you know, in contact with, where he didn't even realize the potential that he had to be a better version of himself. But by connecting to the story, of something that you've written about, he became inspired, and he became inspired to, you know, to make certain moves by asking, you know, this his best friend out on a date, and then taking the next step further. So that, and I just want to say that's the power of story, get to a higher place. And so I thank you for that. And I was getting so many tips from this, and I was just writing it all down, Claudia. So thank you.
Well, if I can ever be of help to anybody, I mean, please let me know. I always tell people that, you know, if you really want somebody to always pay attention, then you have to pay them. But if I have the time and have the attention, I'm happy to help anybody at any time. Always. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Claudia, for sharing.
Thank you so much
for
this. It's been delightful.
Oh, it has been delightful and inspiring as well, talking to you.
If I can ever.
Yep, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say I'd love to come back.
We would love to have you back.
Well, I'll go. I have a question before we go, Shalonda and Claudia. Claudia, how did you hear about us, the Writers Nation Radio?
I heard about you through radio, through three radio guests, and I don't usually pick everybody, but I liked the idea of inspiring other writers. I think it's a great idea, and certainly something I try and do. So that's actually how I heard about it. You guys are so new that. I think it'll be fun to see where it goes. So, and again, if I can ever help, you know, promote something or whatever you need, I'm here.
Great. Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome.
Well, definitely.
Have a good day.
Continue to just give out your information one more time, Claudia, your new book and the date that it comes out, as well as your contact information.
The new book is called Friendly Fire. It's a Seth and Ava mystery. It's short, complicated, relationship-based type of mystery that was popular in the past. It is my contact information. I'm still Claudia Hall Christian. There is ClaudiaHallChristian.com. You can find me there. You can find me kind of anywhere, so just Google me. And I'm happy to talk to anybody or emails or whatever, anytime. So just let me know.
All right. We will certainly reach out to you offline, Claudia. And thank you so much for taking out time to be on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Claudia.
Nice to talk to you soon.
Take care. Okay.
We will be going to break right now, Writers Nation. So just hold on, and we will be right back.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back, Writers Nation. Kaneen, this was an amazing show today. We had an amazing
yes.
guest.
Absolutely.
I think we're down. We did. She gave so many nuggets, and she was so inspiring. Claudia Hall, Christian, definitely Writers Nation. Support her by getting her latest serial fiction, Friendly Fire. It comes out tomorrow. She's like a book of wisdom. Book
yes,
of wisdom.
She is.
So I really, really enjoyed her today. Really appreciate, you know, her time and her knowledge and everything. We're down to 6 minutes, Kaneen, and so I'm going
okay.
to allow you to talk because I do not want to be the talking machine and go over my time.
Well, you know, Shalonda, I really wanted to say this. I want to first discuss, I want us to definitely discuss our services and also as well. But we want to really hear from the listeners. So we want to know, what is your feedback? Are you a developing writer, a writer? Are you a writer? Are you an author? We want to hear, you know, we want to hear from you. Are you a film writer, playwriter, whatever writer you are? We want to hear your comments, your feedback. How can we support you and serve you as writers? So you can go to Writers Nation on Facebook and like us, and you can also send us an email at writersnation3@gmail.com. Again, that's writers with the S at the end, nation3@gmail.com. And I want to say something, Shalonda. You know, it was so great, some of the things that she shared. And I want to say, as a writer, you know, when we begin to write, it's such a connection that begin to happen, because through writing, that's where we really learn.
Yes.
We learn more about ourselves. We learn more about others. And it's like when I'm writing for my clients, Shalonda, mm-hmm. I discover so much that I did not even know just from doing research. And just, you know, when you begin to write, how so many ideas begin to pour in your imagination.
Yes.
And you're like, wow, well, where did this come from? Because
yes,
writing,
exactly.
yeah, because writing caused you to explore a deeper side of you, and it caused you to open up and expand, you know, your mind, your imagination, your wisdom, and writing, and I cannot express this enough, writing is such a power, and it has so much influence over ourselves, over others, and I just think it's great for anyone who writes, for anyone who's looking to write, who's inspired to write. And also just about storytelling, who's a storyteller, because, you know, everything is built on stories. So
yes,
I love that. Yes. So, Shalonda, definitely also wanted to say our book, we wanted to discuss that, and also our services. So we are ghostwriters. We also write, you know, if you don't have the time to write and you look and you don't know how to write, we offer two services. One is coaching, where we will begin to guide you in writing your book, completing your book, formatting the book. So many people don't know how to format. And then we also take you beyond publishing. So that's going to be a new program that's coming out between Shalonda and I with the Writers Nation, is beyond publishing, how to take your publishing and create platforms to actually make money from your message. Again, if you don't have time to write, you can contact us. You can like us on Writers Nation, and also send us an email, writersnation3@gmail.com. And if you're looking to have your book written, we will email you some of our services, some of our prices as well. And also, again, you know, if you don't have the time to write, don't know how to write, don't know how to format, we will ghostwrite the book for you, which our name is completely silent. You as the person, as the writer, well, you as the author will be on the book. Also, if you're looking for coaching, where you're already a writer, but you just want to know, you're just looking for the accountability. You know, you want an accountability partner. You're also looking for someone who will say, hey, you know, you can do this, and offer inspirational tips, and also who offer, you know, many different things in terms of coaching you to complete. So basically the coach is committed to having you committed to completing your book. Shalonda, do you want to say anything before we end? I know we have a minute.
Well, you know, you've said everything, Kaneen, and thank you so much, Writers Nation, for joining us today. We look forward to a great show on next Tuesday. Certainly reach out to us. You will get information about our books and about what's coming up with the Writers Nation. Again, thank you so much, and we will be out now, but we shall reconvene on next Tuesday, the Writers
and
Nation.
Uh-huh. And one more thing before we end, you can go to Amazon and put in Kaneen Morgan, K-A-N as in Nancy, E-E-N, Morgan, and Shalanda, S-H-A-L-A-N as in Nancy, D-A, Norman. And you can go to Amazon, look up our names and purchase the books. And we thank you for your support and for listening. You have an awesome day, and remind yourself, what are you committed to?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.